The United Kingdom plans to fly a group of asylum seekers out of the UK and to Rwanda today. It's the first deportation flight to remove some asylum seekers who arrived in the UK illegally by boat. More are expected next week. The policy has been widely criticized as cruel and barbaric. British Home Secretary Priti Patel defended it after it was announced in April. She says the goal is to disrupt gangs trafficking refugees.
Criminals are exploiting the hopes and fears of migrants, pushing them to making dangerous journeys to the UK. And this has devastating consequences for the countless men, women, and children who have tragically lost their lives or loved ones on perilous journeys.
Karen Doyle, the national organizer for Movement for Justice, an immigrant rights organization in the UK, says this policy, it's a distraction.
This is a government that is failing, that has been riven with corruption and scandal. And they've even called this policy of attacking immigrants a red meat policy. They throw some red meat to their racist base and hope it distracts from their own corruption and failures.
Yesterday, London's High Court did not grant an injunction to stop the flight. Among those who will be deported are Iranian, Iraqi, Afghan, and Syrian refugees. I asked Doyle if the policy will stop people from taking the risky journey to the UK.
It is not, because what is driving people to leave their homes and seek sanctuary still exists. It's just obfuscation and lies to say that it's about saving lives, because the reality is these asylum seekers, we expect multiple suicide attempts in the coming 24 hours.
Because they have to leave?
Because they're being told they're being sent thousands of miles away to a country that they have no connection to. The reality is this decision signals an end to any notion of British commitment to human rights. That's why we are putting everything into calling on all the component parts of this people trafficking, because that's what it is. It's offering Rwanda cash to take people. This is people trafficking. This is the government trafficking in refugees. Because if Britain gets away with it, other countries are going to try as well.
You mentioned, obviously, they're being sent to a country that they're not from, Rwanda. If you could just break down why Rwanda, why are people who have fled from their countries being sent to a country that they're not from?
Rwanda has been selling itself for a number of years as the destination of choice for nations looking to get rid of their refugees. In 2014, they did a deal with Israel. Israel sent hundreds of refugees to Rwanda in a deal that was a carbon copy of this one. And long-term research over the course of that pact showed that everyone left Rwanda. Everyone ended up either back in Europe or trafficked again through and enslaved in Libya, because anyone who's coming through the African route to Europe, they get caught in Libya and they get enslaved in camps and forced to work and beaten and tortured. Yeah. And Rwanda is not a democratic nation. This is a dictatorship. They've already fired on refugee protesters who were protesting the appalling conditions in the camps in Rwanda. They shot at refugees. Like, this is the reality of Rwanda, aside from the spin that's being sold by the British government.
The UN refugee chief describes this policy as catastrophic. And you said that there's no time to wait because so many people could be deported. What should happen then in the meantime, in your view?
We're calling on mass pressure on the Rwandan government to pull out of this deal. We're calling on all the Commonwealth nations to say, no, no, we should not be a part of this. We're calling on the African Union to say, no, we will not be a dumping ground for Britain's refugees, who Britain should be taking responsibility for. We will not engage in people trafficking. The pilots, the airline workers, the guards, the escorts, all of them should look at their conscience and they should refuse. The trade unions need to back them up and say, no, we will not have anything to do with this.
Karen Doyle is the national organizer for Movement for Justice. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.